The Premier League fixtures have been announced, and everyone's always interested in who their team gets on the first Saturday, which is the 12th of August. Arsenal play Leicester, Brighton are at home to Man City, Chelsea are at home to Burnley, Crystal Palace will play newly promoted Huddersfield, Everton at home to Stoke, Man United host West Ham, Etherton, Newcastle, they're back up and they'll host Spurs, Southampton will play Swansea, Watford are at home to Liverpool, and Bournemouth make the trip to West Brom. Let me speak to a man who covers it all the time and who played the beautiful game, Steve Claridge. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
All well, Steve?
Very well, thank you.
Well, tell me, I'm a Man City fan. I'm expecting Pep to buy at least six more players. Are they going to win the Premier League? They've an easy start travelling down to Brighton. Should win that 3 or 4 nil.
I love that. They'll expect better, I think. I think certainly they've got to be better without the ball. They're a wonderful side to watch with the ball and going forward. And I think with the one or two additions that he's made, they've certainly got options in that area. But no, I think defensively, someone sat in front of that back four, they need a little bit more protection. So that's an area that he needs to work on. It's an area that they've struggled over the last 2 or 3 years. So I would imagine that improvement will be expected at your club.
Yeah, who do you expect to win it? Will Chelsea retain it? Will Manchester United come back and dominate?
It's difficult, before the window shuts, it's difficult to have any real preference. You've got to put Chelsea as your favourite simply because of, we know that they've tried and tested. They have a manager who can come in and turn things around very quickly. They've got the core of the side that obviously won the Premiership. So at this stage, there's no reason to say that you would be in any other camp than theirs. But, things can change in football, as we know, very quickly.
I was watching the England-France game last night. There are at least three defenders playing there who City are interested in buying, the likes of Walker and Bertrand and Mendy, people like that. Is that where they really need to improve?
Who, Man City?
Yes.
Yes, I think it is. I think it's been a problem area. We keep referencing Company, but then you look at it and, is John Stones the finished article, is he up to that level? Is it going to be a case of learning on the job? I think that there are one or two others that are there. Otamendi, not totally convinced. So it is certainly been a problem area for Man City. He's got the one or two in that he needs going forward, but that is certainly there. And when you think about clubs like Man City and Man United, who've spent nearly £1 billion, and you're still saying, well, they need this area and that area, and that they're not quite good enough here. Sometimes it does make you wonder how much money these clubs need to spend to actually have, what you'd say is a team that can be competitive in any game, whether it be nationally or, in Europe.
And it's all about the money, isn't it? Because Everton bought Pickford, the Sunderland goalkeeper, for 30 million quid. He's a good goalkeeper, but to think that goalies now cost 30 million, it's because of us, isn't it? We're giving these guys £150,000, £200,000 a week because we're sitting at home watching it on Sky and BT. We love it.
Well, that's the point. I mean, there's that sort of money coming in. I mean, it doesn't have to be that way. I think Freesat did a survey the other day, and that you can get season tickets for a third of the price of your subscriptions at some of these. So it doesn't have to be that way. I think we all, as we say, we all want to go out there, we all want to watch the games, and if you can get access to a season ticket, maybe rather than paying huge subscription fees, that's from my personal perspective, that's the way that I'd like to go. But you're right, there is there's an awful lot of money coming into the game, and 30 million for Jordan Pickford might seem a lot of money now, but to a club like Everton, who I think people have got to realise now that Everton have moved into a new level financially. It's not the poor Everton, it's not the poor relational Merseyside anymore. It's a club that's expected to spend around £150 to £200 million, so they have massive financial backing. So they're in a way, what last year for 30 million for Everton would have been a lot of money, probably isn't the case now.
Now, the other big thing that we have to spend the money on, of course, is that merchandising. If we had Steve Claridge jerseys from Bournemouth, Weymouth, Crystal Palace, Aldershot, Cambridge, United, Luton, Birmingham, Leicester, Portsmouth, Wolves, Millwall, Brentford, Bradford and Wickham, we'd have some collection. But, everyone wants the jersey, they want the big name on it, and families have to pay £100 to kit a kid out, don't they?
They do. As I said, it's not cheap, but there are areas that you know certainly that have benefited from the money coming in. That is the season tickets that you can get hold of. Obviously, as you say, it's a little bit different with the merchandise, but clubs are trying in that respect. And if you get the opportunity and you do have, you know, the choice of, do I pay this or do I go to a live game? Go to a game, get your season ticket, and, you know, get the memories and feel part of something. It's you know, as I say, it's always fun. When you talk to someone, where does the conversation go? You know, when you have a chat with someone, you go, who do you support? And they say, well, I'm a supporter. Oh, how many times did you go and watch them? And they go, well, I watched them, I think it was a couple of times. The conversation sort of dies to death. Where someone goes to you, I went home and away for the entire... You go, did you go there? That was, you know what I mean? It's one of those where I think it's fantastic. I'd like to see more people going to live games, whether it be Premiership or at any level.
I have to say, we have so many devoted fans here of big clubs who come from Northern Ireland, who spend their money, whether it's to support United or Liverpool, the Arsenals, the Rangers, the Celtics.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're brilliant, brilliant supporters who travel, and it's a way for them all the time. It's always a way. Steve, good speaking to you. Looking forward to an exciting new season.
Pleasure, and to you.
Thank you very much. That's one of the footballing greats, one of the finest broadcasters in the game too, Steve Claridge. So are you excited about the Premier League season? It starts in August, and all you need to know if you're a Man United fan is you're playing West Ham the first game out.